Thursday, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board voted unanimously for an all-remote school opening plan that no one really likes. WFAE's Andos Helms has more on the decision to scrap in-person orientation.
2 weeks after a split vote to bring students back for in-person orientation before moving into remote learning, the 9 board members were unanimous. They reluctantly approved keeping students out of school buildings for the foreseeable future.
I know we can all agree that we want all of our children back in school as soon as it's safe.
That's board member Carol Sawyer.
The question is when that is and what the metrics need to be.
The vote came despite the fact that everyone acknowledges real risks to keeping schools closed. Many students will suffer academically. Some are in danger from hunger, isolation, and abuse. Parents could be forced to choose between leaving their kids home alone or giving up their livelihood. The vote to stay closed was driven partly by fear that bringing kids back could spread the coronavirus in a county that's already seeing high numbers. Superintendent Ernest Winston said some employees are already testing positive, which then leads to coworkers having to self-quarantine. And Winston said that exacerbates the problem that led him to recommend the change of plans, staff shortages.
We have about 50 custodial vacancies. Right now, as it stands, we do not have drivers for a little bit over 80 of our buses.
He also said more than 40 schools would have to open without nurses, and about 70 teacher jobs remain unfilled. In a district with more than 19,000 employees, vacancies are a constant, but officials say the coronavirus limits their options for coping. For instance, small schools are often forced to share a nurse's time if the county can't fill those jobs. But now nurses need to deal with daily health screenings and safe handling of students with symptoms of COVID-19. And CMS often doubles up bus routes while searching for drivers. But safety rules now limit buses to one student per bench seat. 2 weeks ago, Sean Strain cast the sole vote against the plan for in-person orientation, with Rhonda Cheek abstaining. Strain argued at the time that it was safe for kids to return, and said Thursday he still believes that.
Unfortunately, our hand has been forced. Not by a global pandemic or a local surge in disease prevalence, but by our own state of preparedness to host students in the schools starting on the 17th of August.
As recently as last Friday, Vice Chair Thelma Byers-Bailey said the in-person orientation was essential for students who might otherwise be lost when remote learning starts. But she said Thursday she's been hearing from parents who planned to keep their kids home during the in-person opening.
I was reassured that despite the fact that on the 17th we will be remote, that we will not lose contact with any of our students.
Winston and board members say it's a high priority to figure out safety metrics for bringing students back as soon as possible. Chair Elise Dashew voiced frustration that such measures aren't clear and consistent across the country.
I can't believe that we're in this position in America where the school district has to figure this out on our own.
Gabe Shule, the board's student advisor, didn't get a vote. But he said he believes opening remotely is the right thing to do, even though it means he'll miss part of his senior year at Ardrey-Cal High. He offered some advice to his voting colleagues.
I think if there's a lesson learned from today, it's that we cannot make a decision this monumental in the future without listening to educator voices and listening to the people on the ground who have known these things before we found them out.
Teachers will report to schools for preparation and training next week. Some hourly workers, including bus drivers and cafeteria staff, won't have work during remote learning. Winston says he's looking for ways to avoid layoffs, including paid leave and alternative assignments. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.